Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
A couple of years ago, there was a big movement here in Lakeland. Thousands of people were coming from all over the world to, I won't name the church in Lakeland, but the church of thousands of people, and they were having the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, so to speak, that charismatic Pentecostal out, and I'm not slamming anybody, but that's the group they were with. Thousands of people come, and it fizzled out because the leader of that found out he was fooling around with a couple of women. I won't go into all that, but people are influenced with these things. I wonder why people draw the large crowds. They're influenced, they're carried away with these things. I'll name a name. You ever heard of Rodney Howard Brown? Rodney Howard Brown or something like that? He's the laughing preacher. He had a church. Well, he visited a church. He was in Lakeland. And then he went to, this was years ago, then he started a church, and went to a church in Tampa. Then he stole people from that congregation, started his own church. Anyway. And they just fall on the floor laughing. You know what I'm talking about? Just, and he'll wave his hand over the congregation. Listen, that's not of God. That's a strange doctrine. It's foreign to Scripture. Okay? And people just flock to those kind of things. And that's what Paul is trying to tell them. Listen, don't be carried away with diverse and strange doctrines. Okay, let's continue on. For it is a good thing, I love this, that the heart be established with grace. You know what's the most important thing in your life ought to be? Grace. The grace of God. You know, when you deal with people, you know what ought to be right in front of everything is grace. When you deal with others. By the way, isn't that a hard thing to do? They're mean to you. Now, I ain't talking, who said amen? Okay, all right. But by God's grace, we're able to handle that with His grace. Here's a word. Somebody talked to me this past week about it, and I simply gave him scripture. A soft answer turneth away wrath. You ever read that? Proverbs 15:1. You handle grace. Is that Carol? Yeah. Carol. She can't hear me. Hey, Carol, thank you for coming. Thank you for coming, Carol. Good to have you. Stephen met her yesterday at Walmart, and here she is. She came. Anyway, thank you for coming. She said she was coming. Anyway, where was I? Oh, by handling with grace. People that you're fine, right? People who offend you, you know how you ought to, a sharp answer turneth away wrath. Well, I'm going to give them a piece of my mind. Well, don't do that. You need all the mind you can get. Don't give it away. You have a hard time what you got now, you know. But you understand what I'm saying. It's a good thing that the heart be established with grace. Talk about the grace of God in your life. He's going to go a little bit farther. He's dealing with the Jewish people now. The laws and all the ceremonies and rituals that these believers had come out of. Well, some of them had went back to it. How many of y'all are doing the daily bread? Just right. Okay. If y'all going through the book of Leviticus, whoa, chapter after chapter after chapter, all these things that the Jewish people were required to do, they didn't have an option then. All the offerings, all the sacrifices, how you had to act. Matter of fact, I read this morning again where if you were bad to your daddy, guess what? You were stoned. You know, if you talked bad to mommy or dad, they take you out there and stone you. There are some other things I won't get into that you need to read. Not that it's applicable to us today. Aren't you glad it wasn't none of us to be here this morning if those Old Testament laws were still enforced? And by the way, let me go a little farther. Those were for the Jewish people, not for the Gentiles. So much I could go into there. A lot of people try to pull even our what we call the Christian world back to the law. Listen, we've never ever been under the law. We're Gentiles. That's a whole another section. But I want you to see this. For it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace. It means for it's a good thing that the heart, the inward affections and emotions of man, be established with grace. The word established means to be stable, to stabilize. with grace, not with meat. So as we read this, the Hebrews were to stabilize themselves in God's grace and not on ritual dietary laws. And all y'all ought to say amen for that. If we couldn't eat what they didn't eat back then, you couldn't be eating some of those things that crawl around on the ocean floor. I think shrimp. Who said shrimp? And lobster and shrimp and all. I didn't used to like seafood till I married my wife. And now she introduced me to seafood. I'm a meat and tater guy, you know. And I like seafood now, you know. You can't eat a hog can't eat the pork. Now, it may not be good for you, but it's sure good to you. You know, somebody told me they went to a restaurant yesterday with barbecue and all. And today, if it's brought in your presence, because we're under that new covenant. Matter of fact, it never applied to us anyway. I'm just saying, because that was for the Jewish people. But us Gentiles, even today, there's people say, well, you can't eat this. Now, it may not be good for you, but my Bible tells me if it's gave to you, just give thanks. It's brought to you, give thank you. You may not like it. You know, I lived in Africa a few years, a lot of things I didn't like, but I ate it, you know. I've been to different countries. Let me give you an example. Went to Peru. Doug can relate. He's been all over the world. Went to Peru. First time we ever went to Peru years ago, Juan Angulo was there. Of course, that's our missionary. And they had cooked a pot of fish, in a stew. And they put, because I'm the visiting preacher, I got the prime cut, and it was the fish head, and these eyeballs looking at me, and I don't like fish anyway. Sherry and him, we were laughing about this yesterday, the day before. Mama ruined me. This has nothing to do with my lesson, but you'll get this anyway. Mom ruined me when I was a kid. When we had fish, Mama would pick the meat off the bone. All the other kids, she made them eat the fish on their, you know what I'm saying? But for me, little Walt, she can't eat that fish. It got bones in it, you know? So Mom would pick the meat off my phone. And ever since then, and Sherry could tell you this, I won't eat fish with bones in it. She ruined me. My favorite fish is Captain D's. We had a fish fry some people that were visiting went back to Ohio, invited me and Latrice to a fish fry Friday. They just caught bass that morning. It was all flayed. It was so nice. And I said, you're starting to convert me. It was really, really, really nice. But anyway, they had that. The eyeballs looking at me. I said, what am I supposed to do with this? And so I'm watching the other guys, how they're eating. And they take a spoon. And they took that eyeball and put it in their mouth. So what do you think I did? I took a spoon. I took it out and put it in my mouth. And the cartilage size, that rubbery. How do you chew this? You know, I'm not swallowing it. And it's big, about like the size, not quite size, about between a nickel and a quarter. And I'm watching these guys, when in Rome, do as the Romans. I'm watching, what are they going to do with this? And I'm watching, after about 15, 20 seconds, they go, and here comes this little white thing rolling out on the ground, you know? So, thank the Lord. You know? So I'm just saying, all these things that are brought to you, we can, with Thanksgiving, eat. Okay, we don't have those restricted dietary laws, and I don't encourage you to eat that kind of food. Probably the strangest thing I ever ate, I got to get back to my Bible lesson. I was in Ecuador, and when I took, Danny, appreciate this, when I taught at the college in missions in the Maine Baptist College, we took a trip with Jim Gage down to Ecuador. You ever heard of Jim Elliot, Nate Saint, and all of them? They were martyred there in Ecuador. I took the guys there as close as I could to that area called Palm Beach. Long story short, we were in the jungle, and on the way there to the crossing the mountains and all going to Ecuador, we got to the place where Jim Elliot, in between we had a stop. And I noticed a little pit stop, we stopped for lunch. There was a monkey hanging on a cross.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Sunday, March 24th, to hear special guest speaker Mike Holcomb preach wonderful messages this Sunday morning and Sunday evening at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. That's this Sunday, March 24th, at 11 a.m. and 6 p.m. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.